The four artists you're about to meet all work in different media, but they've been sharing ideas lately. In the next few days, they'll all open their current works in shows around Honolulu. You may have been past the Honolulu Museum School's Nano Gallery and never really noticed it.
I saw the space and I thought of it as my body, and I came up with an idea.
John Koga's new installation in the Nano Gallery features HTY actors Miley Hoke and Junior Tesoro.
Crying sounds like laughing and laughing sounds crying.
I mean, extremes of emotion.
Blend, yeah. Uh-huh. The actors themselves said thank you afterwards because they said they really needed to cry.
I feel like if there's a thread that runs through all of the work that we're making, it's probably we're all kind of engaging with, in our own ways, trauma or violence.
Multimedia artist Drew Broderick says he uses humor as a tool.
I feel like it can be the same subject, the same trauma, but you can laugh through it or cry through it.
In one of my pieces, they're talking about trauma, and the way I go about releasing that is through endurance.
That's sculptor, sound artist Chris Michael. He sees the upcoming show at SPF Gallery as participatory.
Giving the viewer a sense of being a part of the art. People are going to actually be sculpting a space or an object with tools and power tools.
And he smiles. Kenny.
So my work is about how to use my drawing to overcome my memories, using physical pain to release my emotional pain.
Kenny Waifu Louie will have his thickly encrusted drawings and paintings at SPF as well.
Just the intensity that he has and the integrity. He presses so hard his hands and his fingers swell up.
That's why I'm doing a live performance installation in the show. Like every day, every weekday I'm going to work in the gallery for a month.
Giving the viewer a sense of like being a part of the art. I think that's what we're trying to get, that sense or that feeling of.
How do you get people to feel things, Drew?
I think this is where I differ. For me, it is more about a concept.
Broderick will have his multimedia works at Information Shop and Gallery in Chinatown, now rated one of the world's top 50 streetwear companies. Co-owner June Jo says there's a reason Information's a steady venue for up-and-coming artists.
That's our goal, is to get as big as possible and just bring Hawaii to the world with art and music, culture, everything.
Asked if he thinks a scene is here or growing, Broderick responds, ask five artists from five generations in Hawaii and they'll all say they thought a scene was building.
And that's what's so beautiful about Hawaii and also what's so frustrating about it. But if anything, I think that just keeps things fresh and productive, even if you are struggling. Sometimes that's what produces the best things.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.